Hansel and Gretel. Once upon a time, there were a little boy and a little girl who lived deep in the forest with their father, a poor woodcutter, and their cruel stepmother. The little girl was called Gretel, and the boy was named Hansel. One year, a severe winter settled upon the land, and the family found itself without enough food to eat. The wicked stepmother told the father that he must take the two children into the forest and leave them behind.
"How can I do that to my poor children?" cried the woodcutter.
"You must," argued the stepmother. "If you do not, we will all starve."
When they overheard this conversation, Gretel began to cry.
"Don't worry," Hansel said. "I will find a way to keep us from harm."
So Hansel crept upstairs and went outside to collect a pocketful of pebbles that shone brilliantly. When morning came, the cruel and wicked stepmother woke with the children and gave them each a piece of dry, hard toast. Then their father took them into the forest. He explained to them that there was not enough food at home to feed them. He kissed them and cried as he said goodbye. Hansel told Gretel about his plan. He had dropped the pebbles from out of his pocket as they walked into the woods. When the moon rose that night, they carefully followed the pebbles, and just as the sun was rising, they arrived back at their father's home. When their stepmother saw them, she said,
"We thought you were never coming back."
Their father cried with joy to see them. But the stepmother was so angry that she again ordered their father to leave the children in the forest. That evening, Hansel crept downstairs to collect more pebbles, but found that his stepmother had locked the door. Hansel came up with another plan. When morning arrived, the wicked stepmother woke the children and gave them each a meager piece of dry toast. They went with their father into the forest. Along the way, Hansel broke off the pieces of bread and dropped the crumbs on the ground to make a trail. Once again, their father kissed the children and said goodbye. That night, they looked for the white breadcrumbs, but they found no breadcrumbs because the creatures of the forest had eaten them all. Hansel, though, felt confident that he could find his way out of the forest. Instead of leading his sister out of the woods, though, Hansel mistakenly led her deeper into the forest. They were very lost and extremely hungry, when just ahead, in a clearing, they saw the strangest little house. It had the walls of sweet gingerbread and a roof of frosted cake. The windows were made of clear sugar and the sidewalk of chocolate.
"I'm going to eat it all," Hansel said.
They both ran to the house and began breaking off pieces, for by now they were very, very hungry. Then a soft voice from inside said,
"Nibble, nibble, those who roam. Who is nibbling on my home?"
The children answered, "Only the air, only the air, blowing here and blowing there." And they went on eating. Suddenly, the door opened, and a woman as old as any they had ever seen hobbled out. Hansel and Gretel were terribly frightened. She led them inside and fed them pancakes and apples and sugar and nuts and cookies and cakes and puddings. Afterwards, she tucked them into beds. The old woman was really a wicked witch. While they were sleeping, she seized Hansel and locked him inside a little closet behind a grated door. Then she shook Gretel and told her to fetch water and cook something good for Hansel.
"When he is fat, I will eat him."
Gretel cried, but she was forced to do whatever the wicked witch commanded. Every morning, the old woman crept into the little closet and told Hansel to stretch out his finger to see if he would soon be fat enough. Hansel, however, stretched out a little chicken bone. The old woman, who had failing eyesight, thought it was a little finger. She was astonished that he had ate and ate without gaining a single pound. The witch told Gretel that she could not wait any longer. "Whether Hansel is fat or thin, tomorrow I will kill him and cook him." The next morning, the witch woke Gretel and told her that it was time to bake some bread to eat with her meal of Hansel. The witch said,
"Creep inside the oven and see if it is hot enough to put the bread in."
Gretel was smart, too, and she knew that the witch intended to bake her and eat her, too. Gretel said, "How can I get in?"
"Silly," said the old woman. "That door is big enough. Look, I can fit in myself."
Then Gretel gave her a big push and shoved her all the way in. The witch began to howl and scream, but Gretel would not let her out. Gretel ran to Hansel and set him free. In the witch's house, they found chests filled with pearls and jewels. They filled their pockets with the treasures.
"But how will we get home?" Gretel said.
"Don't worry," Hansel said. "I will find a way." Fortunately for the children, the witch's house was not far from the woodcutter's cabin, and soon they were home. They rushed into the parlor and threw their arms around the father's neck. And their stepmother was dead, poisoned by her own cruel spirit. Hansel and Gretel showed their father the pearls and precious stones, and they all lived happily ever after.